The Indians will take on the New York Yankees in their first playoff series beginning tomorrow night at Progressive Field. New York won the wild card game last night against the Minnesota Twins. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, one of the more interesting things that came out of yesterday was the decision by manager Terry Francona to start pitcher Trevor Bauer in Game 1 tomorrow instead of their ace Corey Kluber.
It was a big one to me, although they tipped us off they might go with Bauer in the first game, thinking if they need be, they could use Trevor Bauer in relief later on. Amanda, I prefer to have your best pitcher pitching game one of a five-game series. But then again, when it comes to playoffs, seems like Terry Francona has had a much better record than most of us. But there are a lot of stats that the team that wins the first game in a five-game series wins something like 75% of the time for the whole series. So we're going to see how that plays out.
Trevor Bauer going for the start, Game 1. Against the Yankees, it'll be at Progressive Field. What do you think about the matchup here against the New York team of the Yankees?
It will be curious to see how Bauer reacts in that. Because if you remember last year, Trevor Bauer was iffy in a couple of playoff starts. After his first start, he cut his finger open. Remember, he fixes those little drones and everything. And a lot of people had a lot of fun with that. It was something that was a big setback for the Indians. The Yankees had a ton of home runs. They have still have the second highest payroll. They weren't supposed to be quite as good this year as in the past. They're a team that can get very hot. You know, Aaron Judge had 52 home runs, and Didi Gregorius is a terrific shortstop. Not quite as good as Frankie Lindor, but he is their Lindor, and he plays with a lot of passion. I'm concerned, I really am, but sometimes, Amanda, you can sit there and go, boy, when that team had a great regular season and it's best of five series, it's kind of like I was talking to Tom Hamilton, the Indians broadcaster, the other day, and he goes, it's like March Madness in college basketball. Suddenly, you just have this feeling you could have a bad couple of days and it's over.
That's right. I mean, I was going to ask you this. 102 wins in the regular season.
Yes.
Does that matter now? It's the playoffs.
It gives you the home field, but no, it doesn't. The Indians had a 22-game winning streak. They lost a game, and then they ended the season by winning 11 of their last 15. They have been hot for so long. They have not lost two games in a row since August. So here's what they need. Play that way for another week, and we won't be worried about who's pitching against the Yankees or anything else. The Yankees will be gone. Once in a while, what happens when a team has a sensational regular season, they just have this sense when they play in that first round of the playoffs that, boy, we can't blow it now. We've been so good all year for 6 months. Let's not mess it up. And, of course, in anything in life, if you keep saying to yourself, let's not mess it up, let's not mess it up, what happens? You mess it up. In terms of which team is better, clearly the Indians are better. Which team I would have rather have played? Rather have played the Twins than the Yankees. I mean, I still like the Indians to win, but I just know that maybe because also when I was a kid growing up, hey, the Yankees were the team that were so terrific. They were feared. Whenever the Indians finally do win another World Series, Amanda, you can be sure it won't be easy. And right away, in my mind, the first step is going to be a little harder than I had hoped.